Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. More than 53,000 planes are expected to be taking off today, many of them carrying Memorial Day travelers. 44 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home between today and Tuesday. TSA Administrator David Pekoski says they're ready.
We'll see several over 3 million passenger days across the entire 430 airports that are in the United States. Now, that's a pretty big increase from last year. And last year was a really big increase from the year before. So record volumes without question.
Yeah, the roads and the highways will be even more crowded. The weather could be a factor for some travelers. Five people were killed in those twisters that tore through Iowa this week. That storm system headed now into the Northeast. The presidents of Rutgers and Northwestern universities, the latest leaders to be summoned to testify before House members about pro-Palestinian protests on their campuses. Justice Department filing a lawsuit against Ticketmaster parent company Live Nation, saying it holds a monopoly on ticket selling. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Weather officials confirmed that several tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin Tuesday night. Tornadoes mainly affected rural areas, but there were so many power outages and downed tree limbs in the streets in Madison that school was canceled. About 59,000 homes and businesses across Wisconsin lost power. Police in Waukesha are giving a tent community until the end of next week to pack up and leave. Waukesha Police Specialist Jason Fink says they're not targeting people because of their homelessness.
But it can lead into certain crimes, like if someone is trespassing or littering or loitering or being disorderly, and we get a call from someone in the community for us to go and address those situations.
The land is owned by an out-of-state corporation that only recently learned that people were living there. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A number of planned projects in Duluth are in danger after a bonding bill that would have funded them failed to pass at the end of this legislative session. According to a Northern News Now report, projects like updates to the water treatment plant, the lift bridge, and seawalls will not get the funding they needed from the bonding bill to move forward with the projects. Funding for those projects now cannot be approved until the next legislative session in January of 2025, unless Governor Tim Walz calls a special session. A Douglas County Sheriff's Office detective has been arrested after an alleged hit-and-run crash while under the influence of alcohol. According to the Superior Police Department, 50-year-old Matthew DeRosia was arrested on Sunday night at around 10:15 after officers saw sparks coming from a blown-out tire on his vehicle. Officers later determined that his car had collided with a parked car about a block away from where he was stopped, sending it onto the sidewalk. DeRosia then allegedly failed a field sobriety test. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Packers wrapping up OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. And the Packers wrapping up their first week of OTA practices today. They'll be back at it next week after Memorial Day. They've had a rash of torn pectoral muscle injuries in the weight room. Right tackle Zach Tom, tight end Tucker Kraft, and even Matt LaFleur suffering torn pec muscles while bench pressing, each requiring surgery.
Yeah, Tuck's going to be out until training camp. You know, hopefully he's back by training camp. If not, it should be early on. He's on the Matt LaFleur plan right now.
The All-NBA first team announced, and for the sixth time in a row, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo making the list. Baseball, Brewers losing 1-0 last night in Miami in a pitcher's duel that was over in an hour and 57 minutes. Willie Adames says he had a closed-door meeting with Pat Murphy.
Me and Murph, we had a really good conversation for like 20 minutes. I told him, I said, you know, like, I've been great mentally because I've been hitting the ball hard. It's just like you say, you know, they haven't been dropping, but if you lose, it makes it worse, you know.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today, although we do have a chance of an isolated shower or thundershower by late this afternoon. Our high today, 73. Wind will be southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, scattered showers and thundershowers, 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison and Civic Media headquarters. Joining me will be actress Kayla Kelly and from the Capital Times in Madison, entertainment reporter Rob Thomas.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It looks like this gloomy, windy weather's past us, and we're going to have a sunny weekend.
Yeah, Calvin, there's one plus added plus that you left out.
What's that?
You got Monday off.
That is another big plus.
All right. So anyway, we got a lot of great things lined up for you this morning, as always. But, you know, I want to begin the show. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of interviewing United States Congresswoman of Delaware, Lisa Blunt Rochester. She is the co-chair of the President Biden reelection campaign. And I've been kind of promised, I'm really excited that we're going to get many high-profile members of President Joe Biden's reelection campaign appearing on the Earl Ingram Show as we wrap up to the election. So I'm really excited, culminating with an interview with President Biden in the near future. So really excited about that. And I want to introduce to many of you U.S. Congresswoman of Delaware, Lisa Blunt Rochester, co-chair of Biden's reelection campaign. Calvin, if you please.
For those of you who are listening, I am joined by Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester, and she is the Congresswoman of Delaware.
That's correct.
She's also
Delaware.
And you're also the national co-chair of the Biden reelection campaign.
That's correct as well. This is my second time. And so it's good to be with you and it's good to be with your listeners.
Let's talk a little bit about what many of us are fearful of. And that's these constant, polls that many of us don't, I don't believe in the polls that I'm hearing and reading. What do you want to say to the listening audience who get frightened by those polls?
You know, Earl, first of all, again, thank you so much for having me on the show. And, you know, I want to start off by saying that the president, the vice president, the co-chairs, the whole team, we understand the urgency of this moment. And for those of us who know Joe Biden, we know he doesn't, wake up every morning looking at those polls. He thinks about who's going to those polling places. And so fortunately, through the course of the primary, he's done really well in those primaries. But for this election, we're not taking one vote for granted. And there is truly a sense of urgency about it because we realize how high the stakes are. And, you know, for me personally, as a person of faith, I know that you can have fear, but fear can't be the thing that controls us in this moment. So we got to turn that fear into action And that requires each and every one of us to do our part in this very, very present moment. But we recognize it and we see it. And we also, similar to you, some of the polling has been very much off, because what I hear from people, even what I saw from the president as he delivered the speech at Morehouse, is that we are strong and we are committed to making sure that this country does not go backwards, but that we go forward.
You know, all the things that we should be concerned about. I was talking on my program this morning about the possibility, as terrifying as it may appear, Donald Trump, if by some chance he wins, he could possibly have an opportunity to add two more Supreme Court justices, probably even more conservative than Alito and Clarence Thomas. And there's not a whole lot of people talking about that, but how frightening can that be?
Well, you know, to your point, I mean, just think about the overturning of the with the Dobbs decision, Roe versus Wade being overturned. This is the first time that a constitutional right has been taken away from us. I mean, and we know in this country, we already have a maternal mortality crisis, and Black women die three times more likely than our white counterparts. So when you couple that with what they're trying to do with diversity, equity, and inclusion on our jobs, in our universities, I mean, it shows how high the stakes are. And the former president has even said on day one, he wants to be a dictator. And so the contrast is so clear. You have somebody of character, somebody that is competent and gets things done, whether it is building our roads and bridges and making sure we have Wi-Fi and getting, you know, lead pipes out of homes and schools, and even investing in our HBCUs to the tune of $16 billion and creating more jobs for Black workers and more businesses. And then you got somebody who, again, not only wants to take away our rights, but has already said he's going to be about retribution. And so to me, the stakes are clear, and the stakes are high. And what we're trying to do as a campaign is get out there and meet people where they are. And, you know, I'd be happy to talk about some of the things that we're doing on the campaign trail.
Absolutely. By all means, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, first of all, you know, for me, this is my second time as a national co-chair. And in the first election, you know, it wasn't the opportunity for Joe Biden to be Joe Biden, where he is out in the communities and talking to people and hearing from voters. And so now you've got the president, as well as Vice President Harris, who is on the campaign trail, focused on opportunity out there. We're also making sure that we bring, you know, open offices across the country, particularly in the battleground states, because we know that when we are in communities, when people are hired that are from communities, they're the best ambassadors for the message and to get out the word for all of the different accomplishments that this president has had and what he's going to do in the future. So them getting out there, many of our surrogates getting out there. This is the earliest and largest investment that we've also had in Black voter outreach for this campaign or any reelection campaign in history. And that also includes investing in Black media. Again, not waiting until the end, but doing it now. Even having something like rapid response so that when, you know, Donald Trump does something, we're rapidly responding. Or when Arizona has a decision that's from the 1800s about abortion, we're rapidly responding so that we get that word out there. And so to me, it's some of the things that we learned from the pandemic, even that it's not necessarily if the president tells you to get a vaccine, but it might have been your pastor, your pharmacist, your auntie, your uncle. And so this effort for this campaign is an all hands on deck effort, because this is about our lives, but it's also about our democracy.
You know, Congresswoman Blunt Rochester, I'll tell you, the vice president was just here last week. I had the pleasure of getting to see her and hear her and being very impressed with her. But I just needed to ask you this quick question, and I hope that you can get this to the campaign. my parents and the generation, the great generation is gone. And my parents voted Democrat all the time in that generation, and they never missed a vote. And so I'm a guy who will soon be 70 years old. My generation has never missed a vote, and we vote overwhelmingly Democratic. But the younger people blacks aren't us, and they're not our parents, and they require a different kind of attachment, a different kind of attack. Mm-hmm. What do you say to that, and what plans do you have?
Well, you know, first of all, you're right. I'm 62. You know, I grew up in the 60s and my kids are in their 30s and they operate differently than I do. And even their generation is diverse within it. They're not right. All the same. And so there are a couple things. First of all, you know, their voices have to be a part of this. So when I go to the campaign headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware, and I see all these young people from across the country, like I went there and just had an event for them to welcome them to Delaware. And I just asked them, why are you even engaged in this campaign? Because we hear so much about young people not being engaged. And for them, they said the stakes are higher for them than the rest of us. The fact that we may not have a planet is higher for them. The fact that Roe and the decision to have bodily autonomy to do what you want with your body is being has been taken away from them, those stakes are higher for them. Even as we look at the economy and their ability to not have student loan debt, they have the higher risks and the higher, and so them being engaged is important. Us using social media platforms, us using influencers, we can't do it the same old way. And I'm gonna give you two quick examples that have happened to me. One was actually with seniors. I went to a senior high rise and we were talking about the fact that the different things that the president was able to accomplish through the Inflation Reduction Act, including capping the cost of insulin at $35 for people on Medicare, which is big for us. But also I asked one of my staff, tell the folks, what have we done? And she said, well, if you are a senior on Medicare, there's no cost share for your vaccinations. Well, the room got quiet. People were like, okay. I said, what she said is your shingle shots are free. Everybody started clapping. People don't know what no cost share mean, but they know what free is.
Right.
The same is true. We had Quavo, the artist from the group The Migos, come in and talk about gun violence to members of the Congressional Black Caucus. I said, Quavo, I got 21,000 followers on Instagram. How many do you have? He said, embarrassed, 21 million. He's got a bigger following than I do. So we've got to engage young people because they're the future. And I'm excited about them because they're the ones that are going to make a difference in this election.
Congresswoman, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I hope this is a beginning and not the end. Love to have you come back again and again and again so we can continue to carry the message.
Would love it. Thank you so much, Earl, for what you're doing. And all right, Wisconsin, pull it out for us.
I will do. Thank you very much. That's Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester. She is the national co-chair of the Biden reelection campaign.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love. Sea Ark, Godfrey, Nautique, Candock, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at roundlakemarina.com.
Could there be a better name?
Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2786. You know, and no more appropriate song or tune could have ever been played than that one. And the reason that I played Free the Pain and Bring the Boys Back Home is Monday is Memorial Day. And so people know Memorial Day as a holiday. And they know it as, you know, a time to gather with family. More people will be going on the road to visit, and people will be having a good time. But I remember Memorial Day as a younger boy. And in the city of Milwaukee, we had a huge Memorial Day parade that would always go down Wisconsin Avenue, the main artery for, you know, downtown Milwaukee. And I always enjoyed going to see the Memorial Day Parade. Memorial Day parades have died. And people don't remember the 1.25 million Americans who've lost their lives in wars in the history of this nation. And, you know, the biggest of them, the Civil War, over 600,000 people lost their lives. And I'm just reflective because when you think about how many young people have died, 620,000 in the Civil War, 405,000 in World War II, 115,000 in World War I, 60,000 in the Vietnam War, 38,000 in the Korean War, 25,000 in the Revolutionary War, 20,000 in the War of 1812, 14,000 in the Mexican-American War, 8,000 in the War on Terror, 3,000 in the Spanish-American War, and 250,000 in the 250 in the Gulf War. I just wanted to reflect a bit on what is taking place, you know, and the fact that, you know, the day of Memorial Day, the history of it, why it was created, and what we see today. The history of Memorial Day. Memorial Day as Decoration Day, that's what it was originally called, Decoration Day, gradually came to be known, originally honored only those lost while fighting in the Civil War. But during World War I, the United States found itself embroiled in another major conflict, and the holiday evolved to commemorate American military personnel who died in all wars, including World War II, the Vietnam War, the Korean War, and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. For decades, Memorial Day continued to be observed on May 30th, the date General Logan had selected for the first Decoration Day. But in 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day as the last Monday in May in order to create a three-day weekend for federal employees. The change went into effect in 1971. The same law also declared Memorial Day a federal holiday. Memorial Day traditions. Cities and towns across the United States host Memorial Day parades each year. That is died. That is gone. I don't know how many of your towns and cities still have Memorial Day parades, but I know the biggest city in the state of Wisconsin has done away with the Memorial Day parade now for the past 6 or 7 years. Often incorporating military personnel and members of veterans organizations. And I remember why they quit doing it in Milwaukee. They said they couldn't find financial support to continue the Memorial Day parades. And I remember when I first heard that they couldn't find financial support to continue as big a city and with a budget as big as the city has and all the major corporations, they couldn't find enough money to keep those parades going. Let's go to the phone lines. My good friend Al is on the line, a veteran. Good morning to you, Al. How you doing, man?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Good morning.
I just want to clarify one word that you keep saying, war. There's only been 5 wars
declared
in this. The only people that can declare a war is Congress. Everything else that you named is what we call a police action, and those were not declared wars.
Hey Al, I'm not going to quarrel with you on that because according to the letter of the law, you are 100% accurate, but men and women lost their lives just the same in uniform.
I agree, and I was in one of them, and actually I was in 2, but they don't even talk about that one. The other thing is I lost family in the Vietnam War.
Right.
The point is these are not wars. These are police actions where the United States feels like they have to police the rest of the world, and we lose our kids in the process.
I just wanted
to point that out.
Well, but I also want you to – you remember when we used to have the Memorial Day parades and how big a deal it was. And then for people to say, we can't find enough money to keep those parades going. But yet it's a holiday and people are going to have a good time. I'm not, denigrating people having a good time. I'm going to enjoy my family as most do, but man, flying the flag alone is not recognition for, one and a quarter million men and women who've lost their lives in these senseless conflicts.
And I used to march in several of those things, and it was not about...
Hey, Al, hang on a second, Al. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is allowing hunters to take 12 elk this year. The Department of Natural Resources announced the quota for this year's elk hunt yesterday. There's a lottery for elk permits, and hunters can win it just once in their lifetime. The deadline to apply is the end of next week. Hunters and fishers in Wisconsin are keeping a close eye on lawmakers' work on the 2024 federal farm bill. Aaron Sandquist with Pheasants Forever says the bill needs strong private land conservation protection.
We have a lot of needs in states like Minnesota and Wisconsin, particularly in the prairie areas, and private land habitat provided by the Farm Bill, like CRP, is critically important.
Advocates say 40 million people would lose access to hunting and fishing opportunities without the Conservation Reserve Program. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Superior skaters are sharing some of their ideas for a new skate park after Mayor Jim Payne said it's time to build a new one. According to a Northern News Now report, the city of Superior has an online survey available for skaters to share their ideas for renovating the Heritage Skate Park with the city by June 3rd. Some residents say their focus is on getting rid of cracks and adding more jumps and cameras, while others say it would be great to have an entire area that is dedicated to kids who are just learning how to skate. The Duluth Public School Board is planning for massive cuts following the second narrow failure of a multi-million dollar referendum. The district is expecting to make about $7 million worth of cuts over the next 2 years, with about $2.3 million in cuts expected for next school year. Officials say the school can cut back on things like staff travel and teacher overtime for next school year, but when they make larger cuts going into the 25-26 school year, it will be far more impactful on the school's students and staff. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. When it comes to memorable toilet scenes in movie history, Jeff Daniels stands, or sits, alone. Daniels, who starred in Dumb and Dumber with Jim Carrey, looked back on his iconic bathroom scene, saying his agents didn't want him to do the film because of it, and thought it would ruin his career as a serious actor. Daniels was scared they might be right, but stayed the course because he wanted to work with Jim Carrey. Daniel says he spent over 2 hours on the toilet while filming and made so many faces he almost passed out. He told USA Today recently that Clint Eastwood pulled him aside at a charity golf outing in reference to the scene, saying that the same thing happened to him on a date after eating shellfish that didn't agree with him. Not sure if Clint understood Daniels was only pretending to have a blowout, but either way, Dumb and Dumber went on to make almost $250 million at the box office, and despite the fact that toilets were destroyed, Daniels' career was not. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, although we do have a chance of an isolated shower or thundershower by late this afternoon. Our high today, 73. Wind will be southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, scattered showers and thundershowers, 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Todd Alba here. Join us next time as we welcome Jeff Timmer from the Lincoln Project in, looking at the day's headlines and also what's ahead for the Republican and Democratic state conventions. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know.
Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number on the line, Al. A good friend of mine and a Vietnam veteran. And I wanted to reflect and use some of this time to talk about Memorial Day. And the fact that we are losing, as time goes on, we lose our reverence for things. And so the reverence for Memorial Day and what it stood for is being lost, like so many things in this country. And I think it's important that people really understand, as they have this great time over the weekend, a three-day weekend, people pay the price. Al, what was it like for people who don't know, as a young boy or young man in the jungles of Vietnam with other young men from all over this country, black and white, in a jungle, fighting for your lives, fighting somebody who you didn't know, who hadn't done, as Muhammad Ali said, anything to him. What was that like, so people can get an idea of the price that's paid on the battlefield?
You really want me to try to answer that?
Well, just a little.
There's no way to answer that. The point is, our question while we were out there was why. No one ever explained to us why we were there, why we were crawling around with the snakes and killing people and people trying to kill us. We didn't know why, but we had to do what we had to do to survive. My parents, both mother and father, my grandfather, my sister, two sons, three uncles, and three nephews all served in the military. My first cousin, Johnny Blackman, got shot May 3rd, 1967. I brought his body home, and I went back. I didn't have to. I volunteered to go back. The point is, we signed a pledge to stand up and fight for this country and everybody in it so that we maintain freedom. At least that's what they call it. But black men in this country ain't never been free. It's not free today. But Memorial Day is about my mother, my father, my grandfather, my sister, who are all dead, but all served in the United States military. See, it's not about barbecuing and having a good time. It's about remembering those who put their lives on the line so that everybody else could run around and barbecue.
Hey, Al, well said, man. Thank you very much for the call. And, you know, there's not one American who hasn't had one member of their family down the line who didn't fight in the wars. All of us have been touched by that. And that's why it's so critically important that when I hear people talking who haven't been in wars and who are ready to go, let's go, let's go. You know, China's next up. And, you know, never themselves had to put on a military uniform and leave their families and go halfway around the world at 18, 19 years old. Never forget, young people fight wars, not old guys. Old guys organize the wars, but it is young people who really haven't had a chance to live their lives yet, who are put out on the line, whose lives are sacrificed. That's what Memorial Day is about. It's about remembering those whose lives were sacrificed in order, they say, for us to be free. And as I stated, and it's the reason I'm having the conversation, it's being forgotten. They don't teach that in school, right? They want to do away with history. And the history of men and women, D-Day. And, you know, younger people don't know anything about D-Day. And even my generation doesn't know much about D-Day. And about young boys, 18 years old, before they even had a chance to live, sacrificing their lives, you know, for an ideal, which is what America is and was, an ideal. 844-967-2789 is the number. Do you remember? And how will you, you know, celebrate Memorial Day? You know, the ritual we get, we understand. You know, if you've ever been to Washington, D.C. in Woods Cemetery, and you see all of those headstones, you know, right here in Milwaukee off of 94, I don't know the name of that cemetery, but you can drive past it and see all of those white headstones. They're putting flags up on all of those headstones every Memorial Day. They'll put flags up on the headstones. The flag denotes and wants is a reminder that there are people who, those were human beings. Those were young people whose lives were lost before and snuffed out before they even had a chance to begin to live. Sacrifice for us. And we can't even afford a Memorial Day anymore. It's shameful. And yet, you know, people want us to prepare to send other young men off to battle. 844-967-2789. You know, I always say I can do it alone because I know I'm right. Hey, Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I am doing fine. I hope you are as well.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say I have the most utmost respect for anyone in our military who sacrificed or who fought and now are facing mental illness, homelessness, which is just completely unacceptable to me. If the people who we send to do that and are homeless now, that's just wrong. But one other thing, and this is hard for me to say, but I do not understand, and I am so outraged by the Republican leader of the Republican nominating leader who said, quote, "I don't want to be here. This place is nothing more than suckers and losers."
Yeah, he said
it. I have zero respect for anyone now who supports that man. And I don't care who they are, any military person who wants to vote for him, and they say that about them and their colleagues who fought beside them that are all suckers and losers, I have zero respect. I will turn my back on those people because there's just no excuse for any of that.
You know, Tom, you brought up something, and 844-967-2789, because you're 100% correct. That same man, you remember John McCain? Senator John McCain, who was a prisoner of war and who suffered, you know, from being brutalized and asked to give up his fellow countrymen. He refused to tell the Vietnamese where he was or where they were. So they tortured him. That's how he was disfigured. And Donald Trump said, I don't support losers. He said that. Tom, did he say it?
He did.
Okay, he said it publicly. And yet people dismiss that. You know, you can't say that I support the military and the commander-in-chief if the commander-in-chief himself doesn't support the soldiers. Come on, man. Come on. 844, thank you, Tom. 844-967-2789. Phone lines are open. Stop me if I'm being incorrect. You know, 844-967-2789. Stop me if what I'm saying is not true. 844-967-2789. You know, I'm sorry if I'm not saying it softly enough for you. But I don't think there's anything soft. As I was stating earlier, if you go to Woods Cemetery in Washington, D.C., and you see that list, I mean, that whole, those headstones, man. How eerie that is. They're all silent. They can't speak. They're gone. Nobody, they can't say, oh, man, I wish I could have my life back. That's what Memorial Day is about. Remembering those who made the greatest sacrifice. How come we don't do that anymore, America? How come we don't do that anymore? 844-967-2789 is the number. Monday is Memorial Day. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Studies say more Americans smoke marijuana daily than drink alcohol. Hey, America, that's not a good thing. Look, as a reformed marijuana smoker, yeah, Calvin, I used to. You know, yeah, I used to partake. And it's not a good thing, especially when young people are smoking every day. I didn't smoke marijuana until I was 19 years old. The first time I took a hit on a joint, I was 19. So that means I was able to get through school. Grade school, middle school, high school, with my mind intact. Listen, it's not a good thing when young people are smoking weed in middle school. It's not a good thing, man. For all of us who support legalization of marijuana, that's not good. Because the development of the mind and of that child is being altered. And for those of you who will say, well, yeah, but alcohol, I get it, man. I don't support that either. But it's not a good thing, as powerful and as potent as they tell me marijuana is today, to know that now young people, and not just young people, but Americans are smoking more weed than they are drinking alcohol. More Americans are now reporting daily or near daily use of marijuana than those who drink alcohol at similar levels, marking the first time in about three decades that the everyday use of marijuana has surpassed that of alcohol, according to a new analysis released Wednesday. The research, which was published in the Journal of Addiction and authored by Carnegie Mellon University drug policy researcher Jonathan Calkins, analyzed data from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, which had over 1.6 million participants across nearly 30 surveys from 1979 to 2022. Although alcohol consumption is still more widespread, the analysis found that 2022 was the first time people reported using more cannabis daily or near daily than alcohol. In 2022, about 17.7 million people reported using marijuana daily or near daily, compared to 14.7 million who reported drinking daily or near daily, according to the analysis. In 1992, when marijuana was reached its lowest point, less than 1 million people said they used the drug every day, while 8.9 million reported drinking alcohol every day. I was actually one of that less than 1 million people in 1992 who used marijuana every day. It's not a good thing, America. Don't let anybody tell you that it is. Especially with all the young people who are stoned out of their minds every day. I know what marijuana does to you. I told you I was a partaker in it over 25 years of my life. And I know that during that 25 years of my life that I was smoking marijuana almost every day, what I noticed after, you know, I stopped smoking pot was just how much of my life went by when I was stoned every day. You don't realize it until you're later in your life and you're sober, as I am, that, hey, you that part of your life is gone. It disappeared. It went up in smoke, if you will. And so, you know, again, I was 19 years old before I smoked a joint. Imagine young people, 16 years old, 15 years old, 14 years old. I see them stoned out of their minds. You can't focus. You can't, you know, remember things. You know, you're trying to, I remember trying to read the newspaper stoned. I'd read the same sentence over 10 times, one sentence, trying to understand what it was that I was reading. America's not a good thing. Don't let anybody tell you that it's a good thing that that Americans smoke more marijuana daily than drink alcohol. Neither is a good sign. But we can't celebrate that more people are stoned than drink alcohol. That's nothing to celebrate, right? And especially when young people are caught up in this. Up next, it's Thursday, right? That must mean I'm going to be joined by none other than Omar the Pharmacy. You're going to be in the pharmacy with Omar the Pharmacist. You got any questions or comments? I may ask the good doing pharmacist about marijuana. all right. When we come back, Omar the Pharmacist in the pharmacy with Omar on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow. Friday morning, we'll check in with former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel on the final chapters of Donald Trump's hush money election interference trial.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.